Kedavach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Tom Tokayer, Brooklyn, New York. Parsha opens in mid-conversation, and the conversation is between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. The conversation starts at the end of last week's Sedra, when Moshe declares, Lama Hari Osa Lama Zeh, why did you, Hashem, make things so difficult for the Jewish people? And Hashem responds, giving Moshe a little bit of Musar, apparently, Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov, that I appeared to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. They never questioned me. They never had doubts. They never expressed any doubts regarding the promises, and those promises were never fulfilled for them. However, you Moshe Rabbeinu, I am bringing those promises to fruition through you in this lifetime with for Klal Yisrael, and you deign to question. That's how this dialogue is ordinarily understood. However, there are a couple of problems with understanding it this way. Number one is, Moshe Rabbeinu really shocked? Lama Hari Osa Lama Zeh? I mean, Hashem told him at least twice that things were not going to go well, that he would try to get Paro to have the Jews freed, and Paro would refuse. So this could not really come entirely as a shock to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's pshat, or what's the meaning? Lama Hari Osa Lama Zeh? In addition, Hashem's response is somewhat confusing, because actually, before Hashem responds to Moshe at the opening of this week's Sedra, he has a little response at the end of last week's Sedra, in which he seems to give comfort and solace to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, don't worry, you'll see what's going to happen. So what's Hashem, how is Hashem really responding to Moshe? Moshe is coming with a taina, and Hashem first responds with a nechama, with solace, with consolation, and then he's giving him a rebuke. I mean, what's the purpose of all of this? So perhaps another way to understand this is really to understand what's Moshe's question, and then maybe we can better understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response. So what's Moshe's question? Lama Hari Osa Lama Zeh? Why did you do this? Well, what does the word Lama mean? Lama means why. But there's a synonym in Lashon HaKodesh for why, and that's Madua. What's the difference between Lama and Madua? So Madua means why, as in, this doesn't make any sense. As in, ma, deya, if you will, a contraction of two words. Ma, what? Deya, da'as. Like, what's the meaning of this? It doesn't make any sense. And we see this several times in last week's parsha, leading up to the Lama Hariosa. We see it firstly when the Mialdos are confronted by Paro. Paro says, I told you to kill the Jewish children. What's going on over here? And he uses the Lashon of Madua, because when Paro speaks, the natural order of things is you don't refuse that. So it doesn't make any sense, Madua. Or, for example, when the daughters of Yisro come home early, and he was totally not expecting that, Madua Mihartan, why are you coming home so early from, you know, they were saved by Moshe, and then they tell him everything that happens with Moshe, but this is perplexing. This is not the normal way things are supposed to happen, and they're coming home so early. Madua means this is like not the normal thing, and it doesn't make any sense. Or, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Sneh Boer, and he turns and he says, Asura na ve'era, Madua, why lo yivarasna? Why will this bush not be consumed, the burning bush not be consumed? So Madua means a question. It's a challenge question. It is reflecting that something doesn't make any sense. It is confounding the natural order of things. And then Moshe Rabbeinu looks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when he sees what the consequences of to Klal Yisrael for having asked the Paro to have them go free, says Lama Hari Osa. But this is not a question of why, as in this doesn't make any sense, and challenging the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lama is different than Madua. Lama means le ma, to what? In other words, to what end? To what purpose? What is the goal? What is the end game here? Moshe Rabbeinu is not challenging the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's actually trying to understand. Lema, to what end? What's the purpose? What's the goal? What am I supposed to get from this? What's the idea that this is happening? Help me understand. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says to him, first, don't worry, calm down. You will see what will happen to Paro and to Mitzrayim. And then he says what seems to be Musar, but in fact it's not Musar at all. He says, you know what? And this is not my own chiddush, but he says, you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu, you think, look back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were extraordinary. Avram discovered the Ribbono Shel Olam in his time. Yitzchak and Yaakov, great avos. But Klal Yisrael is going to have something over and above and beyond that will enable them to reach the highest of heights. And you know it's going to help them reach the highest of heights? Hitting rock bottom, going all the way down to the lowest. Because when you hit rock bottom, and then there is only one place for a person to turn, and that is to have absolute clarity in encountering the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it is that absolute clarity, it is that hitting of rock bottom that enables an individual to see with total clarity, without any dilution, the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam and my dependence upon him. That is what is going to enable Klal Yisrael to get to the highest of the heights. Va'er al Avram Yitzchak Yaakov b'kel Shakai, u'shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't get up to the highest of the heights. They were extraordinary. But Klal Yisrael is going to make it even just slightly higher. They're going to make it higher because they are going to sink lower. When you hit rock bottom, it enables the mind to be open for clarity of absolute truth. I'm going to share with you, and that is what the Ribbono Shel Olam responds. So Moshe Rabbeinu's question of Lama is not a challenge. It's a question of help me to understand what I'm supposed to get from this challenging moment in life. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is not giving him Musar. The Ribbono Shel Olam is giving him Chizuk. I'm going to share with you a story. Perhaps you've heard it. An individual comes to a Rebbe for a bracha. And he comes and he pours out his heart to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says to him, I unequivocally will not give you a bracha. And the man is distraught. The petitioner is depressed, is dejected, is broken. And he walks out and he looks up to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, that was my last hope. Now all I have is to put my trust in you. And when that happens, the Rebbe walks out of his store. He says, now I can give you a bracha. When a person hits rock bottom, that is sometimes when they are able to see with absolute clarity the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam and their dependence upon him. The Musar is not that Klal Yisrael, for all the ages, is to hit rock bottom. For Jews to find a way to hit rock bottom. No. The challenge and the message is for us, in our moments of challenge, and even in our lack of moments of challenge, to be able, in our moments of joy, to be able to have clarity of mind and straightness of purpose, so we're able to enable ourselves to be open to the existence and our own and absolute dependence on the Ribbono Shel Olam, to see him with total clarity. That sometimes doesn't happen without hitting rock bottom. But the bracha is to be able to achieve the highest of the heights through hitting the lowest of the lows without actually doing so. And that is the challenge of life. We do have sometimes highs and we do have sometimes lows. And as we traverse the challenges of day-to-day living, we are called to have our eyes wide open so we can see the existence, the reality, the truth, the authenticity of the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. Ours is not to ask the question, Madua, why is this happening? Why is that happening? I don't understand. No, ours is to ask the question of Lama, Lema. In this moment in my life, in this challenge, in this difficulty, in this reality, which pushes me to my limit, Lema, what is the end game? What is the goal? What am I supposed to get from this? How am I supposed to grow from it? And if we can ask ourselves the question of Lama rather than the question of Madua, then perhaps the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us the blessing of getting to the highest of the heights without first having to reach the lowest of the lows. Shavua Tov, good vach to all.